For the Thunder, Basin, and Bolts, 2017 will always be remembered. On August 25th, Thunder Basin played in its first ever football game, and they earned its first ever W. September 22nd, Thunder Basin won on the road for the first time against its crosstown foe, Campbell County. Then on October 6th in Rock Springs, Thunder Basin beat its first ever ranked opponent. In this year of first, Thunder Basin hopes to make even more history by perhaps winning its first ever playoff game next week. Winning tonight at Laramie would go a long way, because with the win, the Bolts could clinch a 5-seed in the playoffs next week. The Bolts could also make history by finishing in its inaugural roller coaster ride of a season with its first ever winning record. The Laramie Plainsmen, however, have other ideas as they look to get a nice win and build momentum towards the postseason. Live tonight from DeTay Stadium, the number 5 Thunder Basin Bolts will face the Laramie Plainsmen in the final Friday of the regular season. Thanks for joining us. I'm Chris Printle. Let's begin with the playoff scenarios. If Thunder Basin wins tonight over Laramie, Thunder Basin would get the 5-seed and would go to Kelly Walsh next week. Rock Springs would get the 6-seed and Laramie would get the 7-seed. Shotgun formation. Tuggle to his left. Gets a snap. Draw play. Tuggle finds a seam off right tackle. Cuts back left 30. Breaks the tackle 30. Down the right sideline 20. 15. 10. 5. Touchdown Laramie. Baxter Tuggle, the 5'9 junior, his fourth rushing score of the season. And Laramie has a 6-0 lead with 7:48 to play in quarter number one. And it looks like here Thunder Basin will try a field goal. Atan Faraday wants 0 for 1. He missed from 22 yards back in the first game of the season. This one from the far hash. This is a 30-yard attempt. The hole from Wilkerson. The kick is up. It's got a chance, and it is good. He got it through there. Atan Faraday makes his first kick of the season, and the Bolts are on the board. 2:57 remaining in the first quarter. Laramie 7, Thunder Basin 3. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Bolt football. High snap through the hands of Tuggle. The ball is loose. It rolls to the 7, and I believe Thunder Basin will recover, and they do. The Bolts have the football at the Laramie 6. Oh, my. Third down and goal. Worsley the tight end on the far side. Trent Johnson, the lone receiver on the near side. I formation. Hamilton under center. Clementson the deep back. Mitchell the fullback. Here's a turn, a give to Clementson, off left tackle, tries to barrel in, second effort, and he is in there! Touchdown, Thunder Basin! Austin Clementson had 26 touchdowns a year ago. He has 2 tonight, and 6 so far this year. And the Bolts extend their lead, and they lead it 15-7 with 8:59 remaining before the half. And it looks like Thunder Basin is going to bring on the field goal unit.
Second down, fourth down.
This one here will be a kick from 28 yards on the near hash. Atan Faraday already made one from 30. He is 1 for 2 on the year. He's missed from 22. He's made from 30.
Faraday on for the
Keaton Wilkerson to home.
3-point try.
A 28-yard field goal. The kick is up. It's an end-over-ender. It's got a chance, and it angles in there. Atan Faraday is 2 for 2 tonight. He makes it from 28 yards. And Thunder Basin extends its lead. They have scored 17 straight. 5:21 left in quarter number two. Bolts 20, Plainsmen 7. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Thunder Basin football. First and goal. They spotted him at the 5. Clementson on the left hip of Wilkerson. Two receivers to each side. Wilkerson gets the snap. Zone read fake. Fires on a slant route. Into the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Thunder Basin. Trent Johnson, the receiving score. That's Trent's fourth receiving touchdown of the year. And Thunder Basin extends its lead with 59 seconds left before the half. They lead 26-7. 59 seconds remaining before the half, 27-7. Thunder Basin on top of Laramie. They've scored 24 straight points moments ago. A 5-yard touchdown pass from Keaton Wilkerson, the senior quarterback, getting his 5th touchdown pass of the year to Trent Johnson, getting his 4th receiving score of the year. Here's a squib kick by Todd Faradaywan, taken by an upback. And Eaton's got some room across the 40 between the numbers and hashes. And he's spun down. The ball comes loose. Thunder Basin says they have it. And they do. A special teams error by Laramie. It's their 2nd mishap on special teams tonight. And Thunder Basin will have the football 1st and 10 at the Laramie 47-yard line. Wilkerson to the shotgun. Clemenson on his right hip. 2 receivers. A tight end to the near side, Coleman Worsley. 1st and 10 from the Laramie 48. Wilkerson in the shotgun, lifts his right leg, extends his arms, gets a snap, fakes the zone read, pump fakes, and he fires down the left sideline. He's got a man caught, 20, 15, 10, and he's spun down at the 5-yard line. Trent Johnson again.
Pass is complete.
Trent has 3 catches in this game. That one goes for 42 yards. There is a flag down. 1st and 10 from the 20-yard line. Berman fires, slant pattern, tipped, intercepted by a top 31, 25-yard line, cuts back right across the 20, and he's taken down from behind at the Laramie 18. Cade Bradley tipped it. A top 31 finished it off. This thing isn't over yet. Stacked receivers on both sides. Shotgun formation for Berman. 2nd and goal from the 6. Berman gets the snap. 3-step drop. Fires on a slant route pass. Is intercepted by Mason Hamilton at the 5-yard line. And he's wrestled down at the 9. And that could be the exclamation point of this game. 11:52 left in the 4th. Thunder Basin leads 34-7. That's Mason Hamilton's 3rd interception of the season.